Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, art, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm always really influenced by what's current, so Joe Exotic is my favorite TV character of all time.
Reality show characters not eligible. These have to be characters of fiction.
Right.
Which Joe Exotic might be. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You couldn't, as David Spade was talking about on his show the other night, you can't, like, add anything to this. You can't make it up. You can't. It's too much. If it were fiction, it would be, okay, it's just a little, you're running.
If it was fiction, it'd be like, this is a little much.
Yeah, you're throwing too many things at the wall. You can't have the meth and the cats and the sex and the singing and the drugs and the guns.
And the...
Yeah, you just can't have...
The thruples and the mullets and the rest
the
of it.
Toothlessness.
Thruple mullets.
You can't have everything. It's just too, you know, narrow down your focus. But that's why it makes it so good. It's a real life thing. Every time they introduce one of these things, you're like, what the hell?
I realize Netflix doesn't have commercials, but if it did, man, if the Association of Cosmetic Dentistry didn't sponsor the thing, are you missing a tooth? Call today. Are you missing like 30 teeth? Call yesterday. Anyway, Sean, what do you have for us?
So one of my favorite websites, TheRinger.com, put out a 64 character bracket a la March Madness. This is tis the season for March Madness brackets. And they are doing the best television characters of the past century. And I figured we'd just go through kind of the first round and maybe throw a couple votes out. And then if we get bored, we just stop.
I am at a...
We could do one bracket a day. I mean, like one region a day.
I'm at a disadvantage that I haven't watched any TV in the last 10 years.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
Well, some might say that puts you in a perfect position. You're not biased by...
Having seen any of these.
Yes.
Excellent. Let's begin.
So we'll start out in no particular order. A 5-seed Don Draper from Mad Men. And then we got a 12-seed Dexter Morgan from Dexter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's starting off heated.
A 5 versus 12.
Yeah.
There you go. The classic matchup. Often an upset. Great Scott. I'm already stymied. Well, I loved Dexter. I liked Mad Men. Mad Men was a little too soap opery for me, but I don't know. Everybody else seemed to like it. I don't know. I vote Dexter, but.
Go with it. What's the next matchup?
Next matchup, we got an 8-seed Jack Bauer of 24 versus the 9-seed Liz Lemon of 30 Rock.
Now, this is really good.
This is tough.
Since you said Jack Bauer, I thought, well, nobody's going to beat Jack Bauer. I think I still take Jack Bauer, but just barely. Liz Lemon is one of the great TV characters ever.
She's hilarious. She was often the straight man.
Yes.
Although that's as skilled as
absolutely. Abbott and Costello split their money 60-40 with the 60 going to the straight guy.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were harder to find
Liz
back
Lemon,
in the day.
Actually.
You go with Liz Lemon over Jack Bauer?
I think so. Just barely, though.
I'm afraid to vote against Jack Bauer. What if he hears about that?
Well, he's going
to
shoot you in the knee.
Shove a sock down my throat.
Exactly. Make you beg to pull it back out. All right, what next? This is brutal so far.
We got Elizabeth Jennings from The Americans. And Vic Mackey of The Shield.
Oh, wow.
Another brutal. Like, they're doing a really... Like Jack had with the last one. When I hear the first name, I'm like, well, that's who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
And then I hear the second name, I'm like, oh, wait.
tough ass, dirty cop, good, conflicted American mom, Russian agent with a perfect butt. I gotta go with Carrie Russell.
I think you're right. I confirm.
Yeah, she wins by a cheek.
All right, here we got our first number one seed. We got Tony Soprano of The Sopranos, and then we have Rick Sanchez of the animated show Rick and Morty.
Well, see, I haven't seen that. It's hard for me to imagine anything beating Tony Soprano.
Yeah, Tony Soprano.
I hate to do you dirty, Sanchez, but I'm going with Tony Soprano.
There's no need for that.
I agree. I think Tony Soprano.
What you did there.
Tony Soprano's the choice there, but Rick and Morty is great. It's a really fun,
hilarious
show.
Yep.
That was beneath you.
What?
Huh? What was?
Little is.
All right. We got Leslie Knope of Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then Boyd Crowder of Justified. And on, if you guys haven't watched Justified, I'd recommend that on some of your quarantine watching.
Not a second of it. You got to take control here, Sean. Who do you go with? Or anybody else wants to weigh in?
Justified.
Yeah, Boyd Crowder of Justified. I love Leslie Knope. Parks and Rec is hilarious, but I knock her for not being the best character on that show. That, of course, is Ron Swanson.
What's the elevator pitch on Justified?
It's a Western told through kind of modern... it's a modern-day Western, but it's a guy who works for the sheriff's department, goes to small towns, and it's very, very tropey and those sort of things. But it's a great, fun show about cops and robbers sort of thing.
Fair enough.
Let's see. We got 6 seed Eric Taylor of Friday Night Lights and 11 Alfred, a.k.a. Paperboy Miles of the show Atlanta. I love Atlanta. The show Paperboy is great. Eric Taylor? Friday Night Lights, very good show.
Fine character.
Yeah, fine character. But Paperboy is, I got to go with Paperboy there.
All right, your expertise will be bowed to here.
Let's see, the next one we got, 3 seed Selena Meyer of Veep. This is a battle of leadership. 14 seed Queen Elizabeth of The Crown.
Oh, I haven't seen a minute of that.
Nah, Veep takes this one easily. That's such a good character.
Please. Hilariously obscene. Jack, have you had much time to log with Veep? She is the most obscene female character in the history of television. Yes?
Yeah, I think that's a fair case.
I mean, she's more like anatomy-specific and scatological than I would dream of being.
Really?
Oh, she's just a horror.
Next matchup, we had 2 seed Walter White of Breaking Bad fame, 15 Olivia Pope of Scandal. Scandal, fine show, not really for me, but come on, Walter White.
And who's the 1 seed in that bracket? Tony Soprano?
I believe so, yeah. That's
How's Walter White a 2 seed?
Yeah. We'll have to talk to the...
Freaking favoritism.
To the committee who put this together.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got Kendall Roy, a 6 seed from the show Succession.
Don't know.
Along with BoJack Horseman of the show BoJack Horseman.
Succession's the one where Kiefer Sutherland ends up president, isn't it? Is that what that is?
No.
Designated Succession.
Succession is the...
corporate family soap opera drama.
Yeah, think of if Rupert Murdoch also owned Disney.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it. Great show, love it. One of my favorites that's currently ongoing. But The Depressed Horse of BoJack Horseman, in many ways, is the voice of a generation.
I tell you what, I was watching BoJack as I recovered from my latest surgery. That was my go-to for a long time because I also couldn't sleep. So I would watch 5 episodes at 3 a.m.
Wow.
But I figured out it was leaving me depressed. Every time I'd be amused, but I'd end up depressed because he's so full of angst and he's so hollow. He's a sad, sad horse.
It's a horse is actually the character?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a
talking horse?
He's a thoroughly anthropomorphized horse.
It's a less happy Mr. Ed?
He's incredibly conflicted. His best friend is a simpleton dog who's also walks on 4 legs.
Could kids watch this or not?
No. They'd be, A, confused and, B, traumatized. The weird thing is... They marry and date both humans and animals.
So it's bestiality.
Yes. I mean, at one point, BoJack is dating an owl, and all the animals are conveniently about the same size.
That helps.
So the owls are gigantic.
Horse-sized ducks or duck-sized horses?
Exactly. And his best friend, the simpleton dog... what's the dog's name again? Mr. Peanut Butter.
I believe that's right, yeah.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Oh, jeez.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
No, it's not for the kids.
Dates a hot Vietnamese-American chick.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
2 seed, Fleabag, from the show Fleabag. Great show, but this seems like a real slight from the seating committee, a 15 seed, Eric Cartman from the show South Park.
Oh, please.
I feel like this is an upset waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know the other show, but Cartman is certainly one of the great TV characters.
Cartman had a lot of injuries. He lost his conference championship. He was an at-large bid.
Some payment scandals, I think, maybe hurt him a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. He was taking all of his recruits to the strip club, even those that didn't want to go.
Yeah, we'll skip over that one. That
was
boring.
Give us one more good one.
All right, let's go with Baby Yoda's. I don't know who that Baby Yoda's going against, so Baby Yoda wins that one. I'm looking for one where you guys would both know the characters here. Oh, here we go. Dwight Schrute of The Office.
Oh.
And Janet of The Good Place.
I don't know The Good Place. Sorry.
The Good Place, I would say that's my number one recommendation for comedies of the past decade.
Really?
I think The Good Place is awesome.
Yeah.
I watched all the episodes that were available to me probably within about a week or so.
It's won a ton of awards.
Yeah, it's really good, and it is...
TV is so freaking good now. I mean, it's just amazing.
Hey, Sean, before we... Well, who's your winner on that one? Let's wrap that up.
Dwight Schrute. Dwight is an amazing character.
Have you done a post at armstrongandgetty.com, Sean's top 10 picks for binge-worthy TV?
No, I could do that.
Do it. You got to do it.
That'd be great.
I mean,
especially now.
You say all this stuff, and I think, wow, cool, I got to remember that. And then 10 minutes later, forget it.
Yeah, right. I think 2 weeks ago on my One More Thing podcast on Friday, I did a brief version of that, but I could go a little bit more in-depth, too, and actually just write it out. And
And it doesn't have to be in-depth. A list of 10 with
just a listicle.
Two sentences each. Yeah.
You won't believe what number 7 is.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problem associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family?
You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woohoo!
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Information.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Featuring our podcast, One More Thing.
Available everywhere. Get more info at armstrongandgetty.com.
Well, speaking of eating, this is going to take a unanimous vote. Or maybe not. I don't know. No, let's go with the majority, the American way. I got that video from a Chinese wet market of a guy purchasing a frog. I suggest we watch it. And those of you
boy.
Who have not seen it, commentate on it live.
Oh, boy. This is a guy eating a live frog.
It's a guy purchasing one. And I guess at some point. Now
I might have lied to you guys. Maybe he just takes it home and keeps it as a beloved pet. I don't know.
Puts it in a bowl with a stick.
That's not what the way you described it earlier. So the question
I
is, really,
lie a lot.
Do I want to watch this? It's a disgusting video.
See, the total time is about 50 seconds.
I tend not to watch things like, because I'm not a believer that I got to, like, see all these various experiences to, like, live a fulfilled life.
Oh, this has nothing to do with fulfillment, Jack.
I hear that. On the other hand, it is a fascinating glimpse into another culture and an important culture in current geopolitics.
Okay, how much do they zoom in on the eating of the frog?
You familiar with the phrase, leaves nothing to the imagination?
Oh.
I'll tell you, I assume we're going to roll the video whether I like it or not. So I'll watch. I'm more interested in the guy's demeanor. I'm going to try to not see. I'm going to put my hand up to the screen.
Oh,
like my son does with scary movies where he kind of like blocks out the...
Or like when people kiss. I remember doing that when I was
young. Oh, that's oh my funny. Gosh. Both my kids do that.
That's disgusting.
Both my kids do that. If somebody kisses them, and they put their hand up so they don't have to see it. That's hilarious.
So, P.S., are you going to watch?
I'm looking.
Both eyes wide open?
I'm
good
with
man.
You.
Give me a little play-by-play here, Sean. You're good at that.
Here it goes.
Just all like right. Mama's Milk. Oh, wait. Hold on.
So that's a big frog.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the customer doing it. Is he tasting? Is this like trying the grapes before you buy it?
What is he doing, Sean? I'm not looking.
So it's not even like a decapitation of it. He's more just kind of opening it up like a Ziploc bag and just consuming the insides. Did you pay for that, sir?
Yeah, but how? No, he gets the thumbs up from the proprietor. It's cool. He's going to give her his credit card in a minute.
Yeah, he'll Apple Pay for that in a moment.
Opens it up like a Ziploc bag. You're supposed to do play-by-play.
So he bit into, starting at the head, he bit into it and then just kind of peeled back. It didn't seem like the back of the neck wanted to let go.
Well, this frog is like the size of our pug dog. I mean, this is an enormous frog.
That's a BFF.
And from the look, I don't know if this person worked at Joe Exotic's Tiger Farm, but it seems to be missing a limb of sorts.
Yeah, can you imagine if he was a two-armed guy? The hijinks he'd be involved in? One-armed guy turns a big giant bullfrog upside down, puts the head in his mouth, then, like, bites down and pulls back and peels the thing like a damn mango.
That's
it's
gross.
Just sticking up.
That is gross.
Yeah, it's much more like peeling a fruit than eating meat. It's bizarre.
Then he eats his heart or something, right?
Well, that's where you get the longevity from.
Right, clearly, and better boners, I'm sure.
Yeah, did we do any research on that? Is he eating the heart out? He's got blood on his chin.
Oh,
jeez.
My gosh.
He eat the heart out of the frog because it gives you a better erection or some bull that they believe in China?
I don't know. It might just be a protein, but you never know.
The fact that the whole
You're not even wearing gloves, sir.
I'm going to say the word again. The fact that the whole bull it's racist to point this out thing stops it from happening really bothers me. A lot of these Asian countries abuse animals constantly and are wiping them from the face of the planet for bull stupid backward reasons that
correct.
if it were Southern Americans, oh my God, they'd get killed for that in our media. Imagine if Southerners for some reason were wiping out a beautiful species of animal because they thought they got better erections from eating their hearts or something.
Right.
Imagine the way they'd be treated in the media. But no, because it's Asian people. It's sort of part of a beautiful culture or something. Or I'm afraid of being a racist or something.
Who are we to judge it?
Yeah, it's because it's just crazy backward, like you're living in the year 400 kind of thinking.
Bill Maher made that point during his show last week. He said liberalism lost its way when they started making the argument that forcing women to wear hijabs was just another way to look at life.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Or genital mutilation or whatever.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, who are we to criticize that culture? That aspect of those cultures is horrible. It's unforgivable. And chewing a head off half-cooked bats has launched a pandemic that'll kill hundreds of thousands, who knows how many people. Yeah, you ought to judge the hell out of it.
So looking at this video, which we have at armstrongandyeti.com, I don't know if you want to watch it, but I was expecting the whole wet market thing to be more, I guess because I was at a pretty sketchy market in Mexico City, and it was like under an overpass, and it was dirt floors and stuff like that.
You were expecting
that.
Like more back alley.
Yeah, it looks like a Walmart.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a grocery store but instead of reaching in for a handful of
Peeps.
Of raw almonds, like he just pulls a bullfrog out and just goes to town on it.
A bullfrog
right.
the size of a small dog.
It's a live eaten animal market. You know, live or recently alive. That's the whole point, man. They snuff it right in front of you.
I get the sense from the way he's looking around and people are looking at him that while it's not like psychopath, oh my God, behavior, it's on the edge of behavior even for that crowd. It looked
they
like.
Didn't put a call into security.
No, it's not super crazy, but not just everybody. I'm thinking
it's like if you go to a carry out only pizza place and you stand there in the lobby eating, they're a little off put, but
this guy
all
has
right.
blood all over his chin from a live beast. Oh,
right. It's disgusting.
Say you what. And these are the people who want to take over the globe.
I'll tell you
unless
what.
We stand vigilant against them. Hope everybody enjoyed that.
I didn't. The best masks I've seen, and they say Armstrong and Getty on them, you can get one at armstrongandgetty.com.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades. So you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Newsmax TV was just rated number one, and that was Greg Kelly's new show. Now, 30 million Americans watch Newsmax for the best news on President Trump. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or watch Newsmax on all major cable systems. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them and tell them you want Newsmax. Get Newsmax TV for the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, and more. Watch Newsmax TV today.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? It's the final days to save up to $700 on new Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing. Ends Thursday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR has teamed up with Robert and Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans, and a portion of the proceeds from Operation Holiday Salute goes to help our local homeless veterans, treating them with respect, dignity, and appreciation. This holiday season, Robert and Courtney Stone want to thank the men and women who have served in the armed forces with Operation Holiday Salute and KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is the best of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell and the beautiful Native American flute music of Randy McGinnis. You can listen to more of Randy's music at randymcginnis.com, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, all of that. All right, we're talking about I'm not begging anyone to love me. One of the things that blindsides people is when you're the person that you thought loved you leaves and you thought, I thought we wanted the same thing. And that is so devastating. I often hear about family disruptions in clients and friends and family. You know, I hear about this sort of stuff where you thought, I love my sibling. My sibling isn't perfect, but I would never have abandoned him or her. I never would have left. Family is everything. And it blew you away that your family member could say, yeah, I'm gone. It blows people away when they say, I thought we, our relationship, meant more to you than you able to leave. I thought our family meant more to you. I've had many, many couples in my office where one of them decides they've fallen out of love. They just can't stay anymore. Whether their interest has gone elsewhere, like having an affair or not, but I'm not necessarily talking about that. One person decides, I'm out of here. And it often leaves families devastated. So I'll give you a typical example. I've had many clients before, but I'm thinking of one client in particular, one couple. They came in for marital therapy. She kind of dragged him in. He didn't really want to come. And one of the things I'm looking for when I start couples therapy with someone is, do they still love each other? Is there still something between them that we can begin to capitalize and rekindle? And when this couple came in, he really had 2 feet out the door. He looked at her with disdain. Everything she did bothered him. If she was nice, it bothered him. If she was snarky, it bothered him. And he just was totally turned off to her. It felt to me like he had interest elsewhere, but it never came out that he was having an affair. And, of course, I asked, and the answer was no. But he ended up walking out the door. He said, I just can't do this anymore. And he left. He left her in the house with the 2 kids. But she was devastated because she said, I thought our family meant more to both of us than that. I would have told you that I thought each of us would walk through fire for our children to not disrupt their lives or hurt them or create pain and devastation for them. So she was reeling on many different levels. She was still in love with him, and she couldn't believe he had thrown her away. She said, I feel like a piece of trash. That's a common phrase that I hear a lot. I feel like a piece of trash that's been thrown away. She thought he loved their children more than that, to be willing to devastate the kids. And she was just devastated. That's the best word for it. So she not only had to try and repair her life and pull together and do what she needed to do to support these 2 kids and make things work for what was now the new normal for her, but she was grieving and her trust was broken and she felt desperately unattractive and hugely unwanted. So picture that. You're trying to heal from a loss as you create a new normal, as you feel really, really badly about yourself. And that's not unusual. I hear that scenario from a partner leaving. It doesn't necessarily have to be the husband that leaves. I hear partners that leave unexpectedly are over things that the other person thought we could work out or fix. And it can really bust up families and create a whole sense of devastation. But there's a piece in this that I want you to recognize. When a person comes up to their relationship and says, I'm out of here, I often see people not do that in an honorable way. And by the end of the show, I want to talk to you about if you have to leave because the love isn't there anymore and you just have to leave. There's honorable ways to do that. But many times they pick a fight so that they can blame the person they're leaving, or they start picking on the person and telling them how bad they are to justify why they want to leave. As the person who's being left, as their self-esteem deteriorates, the thing I see that kicks in is desperation. And I have a phrase that I use a lot in my practice. Desperation is not attractive. Desperation is never attractive, whether it's in a job interview or trying to keep your love from leaving or in how you parent or in how you take a test at school. Desperation is never a powerful, good emotion. It can be a motivator to do things, but the things you're doing with desperation are not necessarily healthy. So when you start to get desperate and beg and plead and try to convince the person how much you love them and what you used to have and why can't they just give it a try, as you look more and more desperate, the person usually pulls further and further away. Desperation is usually trying to rekindle a relationship through guilt and shame. And it's not a powerful stance. It doesn't make you feel good about yourself. And it's a downward spiral into feeling weak. When you begin to feel weak, you can feel depressed, anxious, resentful, angry. You can start to turn inward and be harmful to yourself. The extreme of that would be feeling suicidal. Lesser ways of harming yourself might be to stop eating or you can't sleep, drinking too much, taking tranquilizers, Xanax, things like that, doing something to medicate or stop the feelings of desperation and loss and feeling so weak. It is not a healthy place for you to function or for you to begin to go back to getting your relationship put back together. So let's look at the idea of why people leave. Why do people stop loving? And I can hear your wheels spinning. People stop loving in relationships for many, many reasons. I think the hardest part is when someone stops loving you and you don't know why. What I can tell you is that people stop loving for their own personal reasons. And those reasons can sometimes just be convenient. I've heard of families broken apart because there's a terminally ill person in the family. And somebody finds a reason to get angry and mambos out because they don't want to have to deal with that elderly parent or that terminally ill person in the family. Or I've heard it happen a lot when there's a special needs child that's growing into an adult, and people will kind of mambo out of that family because they don't want to end up, quote unquote, getting stuck with the special needs or high needs individual in their family. So leaving can often be convenient, and it can be a reflection of that person's commitment to family, to love, to making things keep going no matter what. That unconditional love that we were talking about in the first part of the show. So stop and think for a minute. If you're reeling with somebody that stopped loving you and you have found yourself begging that person to love you, and you're listening to this show going, yeah, I need to stop begging them. I can't beg them. It's not working. It doesn't make me feel good. What are you begging them for? What do you want? And if it came back to you, would you trust it? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about trust and how your trust has been broken. But desperation is based a lot on the feeling weak. It's also based on separation anxiety. My heart longs for you. That's separation anxiety. And the other thing it's based on is as your self-esteem plummets, especially if your self-esteem was not very strong to begin with, the thoughts that go through people's heads are, no one else is going to love me. Maybe this is the best I'm going to do. Who else is going to want me after I've had three children? We used to have stuff that was so good. We had a great relationship. We had a great sex life. We had all sorts of things. And it's gone now. And why? Maybe if I could just get that back. Maybe if I could just lose a whole lot of weight and buy sexy lingerie. These are the things I hear people say. And what it does is it leaves them feeling desperately unattractive and desperate to say and do anything that might bring the person back to loving them again. When you begin to get into the issue of, I'm not begging anyone to love me, there's a strength that begins to return. All right, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how do you make that shift into, I'm not begging anyone to love me.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
50 years in prison, hard labor?
I don't know. It's just, it was also one of those, we do it all the time, and then every once in a while you're reminding, oh, yeah, we're all driving 80 miles an hour, 20 feet away from each other. If one of us does something, any of us could die.
Yeah, yeah.
The most likely way I'm going to die today, this week, this month, is this right here.
Again, I got to drive home. Would you lighten up?
It's just, we put that out of our mind for normal reason.
Well,
good,
yeah, because we got to get to work.
If you thought about it all the time, you'd be paralyzed. But every once in a while, when you're reminded, oh, yeah, this is an incredibly dangerous thing I'm doing.
Although per mile traveled, it's not. It's the most dangerous thing you'll do all day, but I don't do much.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it statistically. It will easily be the most dangerous thing I do today. Yeah. Not even close. Well, I practice my flaming axe juggling.
Right.
I do that. I get shot out of a cannon now and then.
Right. Right. It's a used cannon, too. It's
in pretty bad shape. You've been big on building up immunities to various poisons.
Yeah.
Which,
right.
You know, that's real easy to go south
well,
on.
Well, there's
you.
Your snake handling faith as well.
Right. And then I go to Liquorland to try to find some rando to see what she might have to give to me.
Right. Hey, listen, I have reason to believe you have something I've never had, and I want you to give it to me.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Newsmax TV. Everyone's talking about it. 30 million people are watching Newsmax for real news on President Trump, Biden, the election, and more. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking if President Trump should concede. Just text VIRUS to 39747 and vote instantly. That's VIRUS to 39747. Watch Newsmax for great shows on major cable systems and free on Roku, YouTube, smart TVs, and more. Vote about Trump. Text VIRUS to 39747 today.
Give the best gifts this Christmas by choosing a rifle or shotgun made by Henry Repeating Arms. Henrys are made in America with the finest craftsmanship any patriot would be proud to own. There's more than 200 models to choose from. For hunters, outdoorsmen, beginners, women, and collectors. They're reliable, affordable, and backed with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Visit HenryUSA.com to order our free holiday gift guide and two decals for stocking stuffers. That's HenryUSA.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
So let's see. Hitler's alligator has died. The story is actually not that interesting. It was an alligator that escaped from the Berlin Zoo during the bombings in 44, 45?
Start over again. I just...
What?
Just say that again.
The Allies bombed Germany, and an alligator escaped. It was found several days later by the Brits, who gave it to the Russians as a present. It was from the
president alligator.
This is your president now.
What?
That's part of the deal.
It's better than Stalin.
More part of the deal. This is your president now. Can you answer to him?
More compassion than Stalin.
True.
They gave it to the Russians as a present. And somehow the story evolved from it was from the Berlin Zoo to it was Hitler's own alligator. Like Hitler had an alligator. Yeah. Nazi Germany.
Well, that's what happens in those state-owned zoos. They own everything.
Exactly. It's totalitarianism. Then you got a baby gorilla was badly injured at the Seattle Zoo over the weekend when he was caught in a gorilla fight.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He was bitten on the head, likely by accident. His mom was in a brawl.
Mom.
Gorilla trash, you know? Mom's got the baby and is punching somebody with her other free hand.
Cigarette just hanging off her lip.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I've seen that. Have you ever watched Cops?
Got the tramp stamp just above that hairy red ape ass thing going.
This wasn't baboons, Jack. This is it was your what sort of silverback? Your big what kind of gorillas are those? Lowland gorillas, Western Lowland gorillas. Anyway, so they're fighting and the baby got hurt, but they're optimistic it'll recover. But it's funny, I ran into this story and it reminded me. Was that you, Sean? I was talking to you about hummingbirds.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, yeah, they're so beautiful and gentle and graceful.
Oh,
and the
look
rest
how
of it.
Look how harmonious they are.
Look how the one is drinking nectar, then the other takes a turn.
Yeah,
and you pointed out.
No, they're actually doing some high octane dogfight aerial combat.
Right.
To figure out whose turn it is, and
the one moves aside because it just got a beak in the eye.
Yeah.
If you slow down the videos, they're brutes. The little hummingbirds. Which reminded me of my conversation with Delaney May, my now 20-year-old daughter, who, like many children and adults, was a great fan of dolphins and their behaviors and their beauty and their intelligence, and all, until she found out how rapey dolphins are. They may be, next to human beings, the rapinest animal on Earth. They murder each other, often over mates. So, the brutal animal world.
So, do they have... Because they're smart, smarter than most animals. So do they have tendencies that work against their benefit? Like, most animals only do things that help them out.
True.
They're dumb enough that they don't do dumb things, if that makes any sense. Human beings, we're the smartest animal. We do things to make our lives worse all the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done it 100 times. You know, wasting resources on things we don't need, mating with people we shouldn't mate with. We do all kinds of stupid things.
Getting hammered.
Yeah, to our health, to everything else. Animals don't really do that. But are dolphins smart enough that they move into the category of human beings that they do stuff that's not in their best interest?
I don't know.
Do they murder out of jealousy or lust? I mean, not just procreating, just lust.
Yeah. Yeah, I also, and I tried to tell Delaney this. I said, well, they're behaving as dolphins do, and as they must. I suspect.
Is that true though? Because you wouldn't say that of a human being who rapes somebody.
No, it is not necessarily true. I suspect that most animals do what gets their genes to continue, and we just don't understand the reasons for their conflicts or how they came to be doing whatever. But no, as intelligent as dolphins are, it could be there are neurotic dolphins. There are sociopathic dolphins, I suppose.
Or can't control their urges in a way that would be the smart thing to do?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can sleep with another person's spouse, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, there you go.
But some dolphins, they eat a couple of fermented sea urchins or whatever. Before you know it, they're behind the coral reef And then, you know, the old man shows up with a gun or a snout, you know, or whatever. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
Probably best left to a biologist. Did I tell you about Hitler's alligator?
The Cold War would have been different if Russia had had a president alligator through the 50s.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.